Since the start of the pandemic, communities of color have been overrepresented in COVID-19 death rates, as well as housing and food insecurity. One of the biggest vaccine disparities is among those who identify as Hispanic. According to Washington State Health Department data, Hispanics make up 4.7% of people who have at least one dose of the vaccine, but 13.2% of the population. A group of Spokane multicultural and advocacy groups have been meeting since March to address that issue, and now they hope to make vaccines more accessible. One of those groups is Latinos en Spokane, co-founded by Jennifer Mesa. Mesa said many Latinos have a long history of distrusting healthcare or any institution that requires insurance and identification. She said families with mixed immigration status may be especially fearful that a visit to a vaccination site could result in their family being separated.
You know, we have to consider that when we're trying to do this mass vaccination. If the systems that were already in place before COVID were already a place of distrust, fear, and, you know, not being accessible to everyone with COVID, it's just exacerbated those fears.
Mesa is working to make accurate information available to Latinos in Spokane and help eventually get clinics up and running that will get vaccines to the Spokane Latino community. Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders have been especially hit hard by the pandemic. According to state COVID-19 data, 6 times as many Native Hawaiians and Pacific Islanders have died from COVID-19 as white people. That community has also been hit hard in Spokane. At one point during the pandemic, Marshallese people represented a third of all COVID-19 cases, but are only 1% of the county's population.
It's not because, you know, these aren't things that come down to character flaws. They're very much the fact that most of these Marshallese individuals are essential workers.
Kiana McKenna is a community organizer for the Pacific Islander Community Association in Spokane, which is also a part of the Inequities Task Force. She said Pacific Islanders, especially those from the Marshallese community, have language barriers and may not have health insurance. Those factors make them more likely to be seriously impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic, but less likely to get the vaccine. On Friday, the Pacific Islander Community Association put on a COVID-19 vaccination clinic for elders in that community, where more than 100 people were vaccinated. She said even if the vaccine disparities are resolved, the effort to support communities of color's access to healthcare should continue.
My advice would just be include us in the conversations, invite us to the table, and really look at the way that you're viewing equity. It's not equality, it's equity, and it's based on who has been affected and how badly they've been affected by this virus that's really ravaged our communities.
McKenna said she's hopeful that future efforts to vaccinate or resolve racial disparities in healthcare include advocates every step of the way. Both Latinos en Spokane, the Pacific Islander Community Association, and the Spokane NAACP are working towards vaccine clinics in community centers or in other spaces that are more accessible for everyone. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.
I'm Doug Nadvornik. Spokane's experience of ensuring that people of color receive their share of COVID vaccine is part of a statewide challenge, says Michelle Roberts, the Assistant Secretary for the Washington Department of Health.
We do see the same types of inequities that we have seen with COVID disease playing out in with COVID vaccine.
Roberts told members of a state House committee on Monday that her agency is providing COVID relief funding for local groups, such as those working with Latinos and Pacific Islanders in Spokane,
to help be kind of navigators of appointments within their own communities so that they can have a trusted local person who can help them navigate and find an appointment.
That's similar to the approach used in Yakima last spring when the pandemic first hit, says Republican State Representative Alex Ibarra. He says health officials found people who knew the culture, who spoke the language, who talked with migrant workers cycling in and out of the area about COVID rules and what was expected of them.
I'm seeing in my district again that same process is needed because information's out there, correct information that you're supplying, but it's not coming from the right person supplying it. So do you have a plan to get culturally sound and ethnic folks talking to H-2A workers and farm workers in our areas?
Yes, said Michelle Roberts, and that starts with creating material that caters to specific audiences.
None of our materials are just simply translated. Really, there's a kind of a different process to kind of co-create and test materials with groups of people who speak different languages, because you cannot just assume they can translate something that works in English to another language and assume it will be the right information, like you just said, representatives.
Robert says the state is also shifting its strategy for allocating COVID vaccine. Initially, it went almost exclusively to healthcare providers, where most of those who were inoculated first worked. Now that the vaccinations are more oriented toward people in broader communities, she says the state is working with local groups to find the best ways to get doses to specific areas where people of color live. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.